New Jersey's troubled pension system got bad news this week when Governor Chris Christie announced he would withhold a nearly $2.5 billion payment to the system in order to plug a budget deficit. And now an investigation by the website Pando Daily shows possible widespread violations of state and federal pay-to-play laws, with several major Republican donors gaining access to manage the state's pension investments in the 5 years since Christie took office. We're joined now by David Sirota, who's been covering the story over the past couple of months. David, welcome back to WNYC.
Thanks so much for having me.
So you've been reporting on the Christie administration awarding pension investment contracts to donors linked to his campaign and the Republican Party in general. Republican Massachusetts gubernatorial candidate Charlie Baker, a partner at Cambridge Investment Firm, is the most well-known example that you give. And he made a $10,000 contribution to New Jersey's state Republican Party. 7 months later, a company he was associated with got $25 million in pension money to invest. David, how widespread is this problem?
It's very widespread. The Charlie Baker example that you offer up about the Massachusetts gubernatorial candidate, that is one of many. We reported this morning that 43 financial firms have spent roughly $11 million on political contributions to New Jersey politicians and to political organizations operating in New Jersey. And they now have $14 billion worth of New Jersey pension money under management. And the Christie administration has proposed new investments in many of those firms in and around the same time that the contributions have come in.
So the head of the New Jersey Investment Council, that's the body that supervises the state's pension fund, is Bob Grady. He's a close advisor to Governor Christie. What can you tell us about his role and who gets New Jersey's investment business?
He runs the State Investment Council, which decides where the money goes. And Bob Grady himself has ties to one of the firms that got a $300 million pension contract. He was a former partner at the Carlyle Group. The New Jersey Pension Fund, under his watch, gave a $300 million pension contract to Carlyle. Grady still has ownership in various Carlyle funds, according to financial disclosure forms. He did recuse himself from the final vote on that. But Robert Grady comes out of a private equity world, and it is private equity funds and hedge funds that are most benefiting from the campaign contributions coming in New Jersey and to the pension contracts going to private equity firms and hedge funds.
New Jersey pay-to-play laws prohibit people who work for businesses that contract with the state from making political contributions. But Charlie Baker says he's exempt because he wasn't involved in investment decisions. And Bob Grady says he hasn't worked for the Carlyle Group for many years. So these big, huge firms with thousands of employees, do you think the pay-to-play laws are painting with too broad a brush, running the risk of ensnaring innocent people?
I don't. I think that the laws in New Jersey say that this is that it covers investment management professionals who are associated with these firms, and that makes a lot of sense. We're not talking about every single person at the firm. We're talking about people who are involved in investment decisions. The laws of New Jersey say they cannot make contributions to politicians if their firms are doing business with the state pension fund. Otherwise, the contracts with the state pension fund are invalid. And I think that's narrow enough to address what the fundamental problem is. And the fundamental problem is that pension fund money is supposed to be invested purely on the basis of whether the investment will serve retirees. It cannot be invested based on political connections and political contributions. And all of these contributions coming into New Jersey raise the question, certainly the legal question and also the ethical question, of how the investment decisions are being made.
We've been talking so far about contributions from Republicans. What about Democrats? Are they implicated as well?
There are some contributions to Democrats that we track. There are far fewer of them to Democrats, but there certainly are some. And there are certainly some going back to the Corzine administration. However, the Christie administration obviously controls the pension decisions. The Christie administration potentially has a political incentive to reward, obviously, Republican donors as opposed to Democratic donors. But again, this is not only a problem of one party. In New Jersey, it's primarily a problem of the Republican Party, but there are certainly Democratic contributions as well.
In the past, the Christie administration has called your data flawed. Did you get any response to this latest report?
We got no response. We've asked the Christie administration to provide some examples of what we got wrong in the past and today. They have not provided any specific examples. And I think they can't provide any specific examples because our reporting is simply based on public records. We looked at public campaign finance disclosure forms and matched them up with the public documents from the New Jersey State Investment Council about which companies are doing business with that pension fund.
Mm-hmm. David, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
David Sirota, a reporter with the website Pando Daily.